Good evening and welcome to Recuperate. Welcome to Recuperate, and hopefully Katie Abbott, are you on the line?
I am, Lucy. Hello.
Katie, it's like you're in the studio. It's brilliant.
Oh, so wonderful.
Welcome, everybody. So this is our first post-COVID Recuperate, isn't it, Katie?
It is.
And I know we're still in COVID, but it's like the last time we were here. We knew there was something on the cards, but we didn't quite know what it was going to look like.
And now it was a distant. It all seemed far away and not really affecting us, I recall, as we were up there.
Yeah. I think we felt, I didn't know what to expect. And certainly once I got into lockdown, I still didn't know what to expect. And now I'm out of it. I can't actually believe we've been.
It's been a smorgasbord of feelings.
Hasn't it?
A smorgasbord.
I've had all the feels. All the feels.
Yes, so have I. Often at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And cycling real fast. That seems to be my speciality, is kind of feeling. And I would find that the weekends were when I was worse, because in the week I was working and that took up all my time and energy. And then the weekends would happen. And of course you have expectations around weekends, don't you?
But they're relaxing and delightful family time.
That's right. But by Friday night, I totally had a guts full of that. So I think what we planned to do with this show, correct me if I'm wrong, Katie, is have zero expectations of us, ourselves and others.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to work just well for everybody. Now, hopefully we're going out on Facebook Live. I think your husband, Mark, could maybe confirm that for us, when he gets a moment in between wrangling child that won't go to bed. I left mine very excited about school. How's your son feeling about school tomorrow?
The exact opposite.
Really?
So but that's good. Everyone's gonna feel differently, I think the school has done an amazing job of catering for that there is ones at different levels and of different levels of acceptance and different levels of comfort.
Yes.
So I hope that's the same around all the other wider upper schools too, and workplaces, or everywhere really. I feel like I want to get a T-shirt printed, which just says on the back, like a list of the things that people need to keep in mind of how some people might be feeling. Not everyone's in the same boat that you are.
No.
And to just not have any expectations, really.
Absolutely. Was it you that, because I saw you the other day, was it you that said, had told me about that phrase, we're not in the same boat, we're all in the same storm, but we're not in the same boat, and that's absolutely right. And sometimes I can be in multiple boats. I'm becoming a very good sailor.
Oh my goddamn raft, that's falling apart.
Yeah, that's right. I realise I've just made it out of lolly sticks and some very bad glue. Oh, it's good to talk to you. It feels like you're in the room. I do have a co-host with me. Did you see, I did a little pre-video.
Yeah, who's that? Lola. God.
I'm not sure if her name is Lola, and Flo did tell me, and I'll be accused of not listening again, which is, But she actually, that was when I was expecting Isla. So 10 years ago, I think it was Jez's workplace. He worked at Hutt City Council, got that for me. And I remember at the time thinking, oh, a teddy. But actually, it's been one of the teddies that's done the rounds. The kids love it, and still she gets played with. And tonight, this is her first time in a broadcast studio, and she's really enjoying it.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
She's very nervous, so she's probably not going to say much.
That's okay.
Katie, you've done another fabulous playlist. Shall we crack open a song?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's. What shall we have? I've just recently discovered Mel Torme. You've probably known Mel Torme for a long time, but...
No. Because you know me, I know nothing. I know...
This is Mel Torme and Coming Home, I think we shall try.
Okay, I can see it right here. Now, I'm just going to...
It's a chill vibe for a Sunday, but enough to get you interested and excited, hopefully.
Well, that sounds good. And then we're going to be talking to Jen Olsen. So hopefully Jen is standing by in the wings. And so we're going to have to join calls on my iPhone. But I've done it before and it's worked, you know. And then after Jen, we're going to be talking with Becky Bateman from Under the Stars. And then Charlotte Harding from Tea with a Slice of Life is going to be wrapping up our show. So, we've just kept it to, you know, friends of the show, people that, we know, love and trust.
Good.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to press play on Mel Torme. Oh, my God. I mean... I've peaked. I'm going home. I just hope this works. And, well, let's just see, shall we? I'll stop talking. I'll press play. Hang on. Oh, that's working. See you in a minute, everyone.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now real soon. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms.
When you're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm counting every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
That you're coming home.
And I never will go away. I'm coming home. Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more.
All alone.
I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
Who ought to either ride or phone?
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're...
Baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
That was a very cool track to start the night off with, Katie. Thank you so much. Are you there?
Yeah, isn't he cool?
It's very cool.
You know, his nickname, Mel Torme's nickname was the Velvet Frog.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he's got a beautiful voice.
Definitely.
And delicious.
Very, very, like, and it did feel like classic Sunday vibe material.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Well done. Totally. I feel like I forgot to say something at the beginning of show, but I don't know what it was. Welcome to everybody. I don't know if I did that. And also,
good.
I did. Good. And we're on Arrow FM, which is Community Access Radio. And they've had some great success in the recent radio awards. One of our sister stations down in Christchurch won an award for their series on the Christchurch massacres. They did a series on the women who had suffered loss as a result of that terrorist attack. And I haven't had the chance to listen to it all, but it's won an award. So good to them. Well done to them. Very well deserved. They did an awful lot of work with the community and, you know, obviously within the station to make a really incredible piece of audio. So good. What's the word? What am I saying? Congratulations. That's the word I'm blushing me groping for. Oh my goodness. Right, we're going to, I don't know why I'm putting it off. We are going to phone Jen, but I'm a bit nervous about trying to add a call. But, you know, that's just ridiculous, and I'm a grown woman and I can do this kind of thing. Okay, so we're going to try and add Jen. I have given her a little bit of warning. Now, Katie, I'm joining the call on my iPhone, so you will, you won't be able to hear for a bit. I'm phoning Jen and then I will merge you onto the call. Does that make sense?
Sounds great.
Okay, all right. And the other thing I've got to do is add the call and find Jen in my contacts list. So, all right, I'm just going to, oh, and now I've got to use my passcode. Can you still hear me, Katie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. talk amongst yourselves. Hang on. Jen, there she is. Jen. Right, I'm going to call Jen. Gosh, it's like we've never been away.
More complicated than a Vulcan mind meld.
I feel like I've had one of those as well because I've gone really hot. I think it's because I'm wearing lipstick. That makes me hot. It's like wearing high heel shoes. I can't concentrate. But I do like wearing lipstick because it makes you feel like a woman and grown up at the same time, which is a glorious combination. But consequently, I can't actually think. All right, I'm going to call Jen. See you in a minute, Katie. I will join you to the call shortly. So we're calling Jen. Jen does our classical music. And I don't think she knows I'm calling right now, but... So hope it goes okay. Oh. Hello, Jen.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Jen, it's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm good. I kind of meant to text you before I did this because you're on air. So I just thought we'd get that.
Oh, excellent. And, I wondered. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello, Jen. And I'm just going to merge Katie to this call because she's in the wings. So bear with me 1 second. Merging the calls. So can I, have I got a Katie?
Yes, you have.
I do. And look at that. That's exciting.
Hi, Katie.
thank you, Jen, for joining, you know, last minute Larry as usual. And I texted you and you were all good to come on the show. So I really appreciate it. How have you been, my friend?
Oh, I wish I was there in the studio with you, but I've been pretty good.
Good.
You know, up and down for the last couple of months, really. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. And I did say at the beginning of the show that the whole ethos of tonight is we have no expectations of ourselves or any of our guests. So just feel free to think that I'm in your kitchen and we're just blathering on. and I, you know, I know... We talk about these days is COVID and, you know, and how we're coping with it. But I'm cool with that because I think that, in many ways we have gone through an extraordinary experience in what feels like quite quick order, even though I know it was a long 7 weeks. How has your concept of time kind of, worked its way out over this period of, lockdown?
Oh, time. It's kind of weird. It feels like it's gone. Sometimes it feels like it's gone by quickly, but then other times, you know, days would just drag out.
Yeah.
So, you know, one day would be about 72 hours. You know, I was working, so that was good. But some days would be so brain foggy that I would get to the end of the day and think, what did I just do? And
It is interesting, isn't it? My memory is really bad right now. And even my kids got really embarrassed the other night when we were talking with some friends and I was telling them a story and Isla just chirped up going, "Mum, it's like the fifth time you've told him." I was thinking, shit, that's really embarrassing. I was totally embarrassed. But I have had this brain fog where the other thing I did, sorry, it's not all about me. I will ask you some more questions, but I made a really cool business case. It took me like all day for buying a quite an expensive piece of audio equipment. And I worked out that it was going to be great for my current role at Planalytics. It was going to be great for Recuperate and me and Katie. And, you know, I even went downstairs and told my husband. I was going, yes, and it's going to cost this, but I think we could use it for this, this and this. And then it arrived like the following day. The courier was incredible. And I couldn't remember any of the reasons why I'd ordered it. And there it was. It was so weird. Yeah, I was like completely in this other, like the retail therapy component felt amazing. But the, you know, that all the reasons for buying the thing in the first place completely went out the window. I couldn't remember any of them.
Yeah.
So that must be a thing.
Amazing. Yeah, it must be. Like, I can't remember things like, did I eat breakfast? sometimes. It's just, you know, I have no idea. I mean, that isn't necessarily COVID. But yeah, but just, yeah, not remembering what's happened more than 5 minutes ago, that's kind of been a thing.
Yeah, totally.
Well. And I was thinking, too, about, like, all the things that we're interested in. And, you know, at the beginning, everyone's like, and I'm going to learn how to crochet a skyscraper. It's going to be incredible. Yeah. Well, for 2 months, I've not done any art at all.
Wow. You know, I was going to ask you.
Normally I do that. Yeah. Normally I do that like 2 days a week, and I just kind of couldn't. And in the past, too, I've realized that doing art is you don't have to wait for some muse. I don't anyway.
Mm.
If I've got a plan, I can be, right, I've got 2 hours. Crack on and do some of this, and that seems to work, treating it like a job, but not the last 2 months.
Wow.
It's been like zip. Mm.
That's interesting. And you also mentioned in a text earlier on today that you haven't really listened to much music either. You know, like it's been quite a really quiet period in that sense.
Yeah, very. And in fact, I realized I hadn't listened to any classical music at all in 2 months. And that's my jam. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've been, whatever Jeff had playing, I would happily listen to, but I wasn't turning any on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie, what about you? How has it made your wanting to do anything? Because I felt this complete Facebook overwhelm. I thought, if one more person tells me about a sourdough starter, I think I'm going to scream.
I discovered early on that I wasn't going to be in that sphere of people using the time to improve themselves. I was using the time to just really survive, really.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything new. I did lots of gardening and really found it really hard to read. Basically, concentration level, which is a symptom of, you know, anxiety for everybody, being in a new and unusual situation is just really difficult to concentrate on anything. So my productivity was very low.
Yeah, yeah.
Did gardening help?
Pardon?
Did gardening help you kind of relax?
That's my go-to
connect to yourself.
And we did lots more exercise as a family, which was cool, but really had to just manage the expectations for schooling from home, mm-hmm. for work, for everything really. There was a overlay of, this is going on right now, so let's just not be too hard on ourselves or expect too much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And but that's, that in itself can make you feel anxious. Like I've had anxiety, I've felt anxious feelings. You know, for having anxious feelings, it's like a layering of, and I think I was pleased to see on Facebook that at the same time there was this increase, this kind of exponential increase of sourdough starters, there did seem to be a backlash against that kind of messaging around, you know, you can learn 5 languages. Come on, why haven't you? Why aren't you fluent in Mandarin? And I was pleased to see that. I mean, I think I did kind of ghostwrite several very rude Facebook messages, which I promptly deleted. But, you know, I just it was like swearing in church. I just wanted to say, oh, for goodness sake.
Back off. Our theater is full. We can afford a staff
all now. Awesome. Silver lining. Well, another silver lining is that there were lots of really deeply honest conversations going on after a while. People were like, ooh, I need to talk about this. So that was on Facebook.
Yes.
So that
yes.
was quite a nice use of the medium.
Yes, absolutely. Did in terms of your creative output has not been crackling along, Jen. But you had an exhibition due. Did what were your feelings around realizing that wasn't going to happen? Because the exhibition was going to be at the Miracle Room. In Featherstone.
Yeah.
Did you feel a sense of grief, or what was that for you?
Oh, well, I was pretty disappointed. Jeff and I had been riding our bikes in the South Island for a couple of weeks before we went into lockdown. So I was kind of still, when we got home the day before lockdown, I was still in kind of holiday high.
Yeah.
But yeah, not long after that, we Campbell and I went, ooh, you know, I think we better postpone this show because it's not looking real promising. So it was disappointing, but I was also confident that it would still happen at least one day.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a bummer. So, yeah, so we just recently tried to reschedule it for the 3rd of June, but then I postponed it again because 3rd of June still felt a bit early. And if we're still in level 2, we could only have 10 people at the opening.
Right.
So, yeah, so we postponed again, and lovely Campbell putting up with me postponing all the time. We've rescheduled it for August. So it'll still happen. And it actually gives me some time to add a few pieces because I've finally started drawing again. So, yeah.
Great. And are you finding that your latest output, as early as it is, is it inflected with the experience you've just had, or is it quite, how is that coming through, if at all?
Oh, I don't know. No, it's not. It doesn't feel very COVID-y. Funnily enough, one of the pictures that I had drawn months and months ago is a little sketch of a woman staring at a whole bunch of virusy things floating around her head.
Right.
That was like months ago. But yeah, I've gone really small, so I haven't actually relaxed enough to draw anything large. Like I now kind of like to draw things that are about a meter square.
Mm-hmm.
But currently I'm just filling up this crabbed little A5 sketchbook that's about as big as I can go right now. Oh. So I'm still quite, yeah, it still feels quite small and introspective.
Yes. I love that. I love that. Gosh. I found, when I, at the beginning of the whole lockdown experience, I had my camera next to my desk, and I've, looking back at the photos, there are so many through windows, and I just use my 50mm lens. So it's quite a narrow frame and you can't really fit much in. And yeah, that felt, I don't want to sound a bit wanky, but that felt quite deliberate. I'm going to sound like it anyway. It's felt really deliberate. I wanted something like kind of, it was tight and awkward, and I couldn't always get the shot I wanted because there wasn't enough room to step back and be able to capture.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. That wore off, you know. There's just so many photos of the kids you can take through a window. especially when they start having a row. That's not so nice to capture. I just want, you know, the perfect children doing perfect things next to my sourdough starter. So you're scheduled back in the Miracle Room in August, which will be wonderful. And I haven't been in touch with Campbell, but I guess, you know, it's been such a massive impact, hasn't it, on the on arts and culture. And I don't think I really had considered the impact that this would have had on arts and culture, or sport, actually, or all those things. It makes you realise how complex and complicated the world is.
Yeah, it makes me really appreciate having the Miracle Room in Featherston, and just gallery spaces anywhere as places you can go and have a really fabulous creative experience and run into, you know, people with similar interests and have great conversations, and that kind of thing just hasn't been happening at all. And Campbell's obviously been really keen to try to get that going again, even if it means, you know, trying to get things going during level 2 if he can. He definitely has a show coming up on the 3rd of July.
Okay.
And it just escapes me who it is. It's an artist in residence here in the Wairarapa. So there is going to be an opening a show there for July at the Miracle Room. So that's really great. And it should be pretty awesome.
I think it's been pretty incredible how the arts and cultural community has responded and used technology to, you know, bash out new work and share it with a wider audience. Is there been anything in particular that you've come across online that you've really enjoyed and thought, oh, I didn't even think that could translate well online, but look at that?
I haven't been into any virtual shows. Have you, Katie?
I was just going to ask if the Miracle Room had considered going virtual, because I watched a virtual tour of the Victoria and Albert Museum's new jewellery section, which has just been amazing. If anyone who's into patchy things or adornments, it covers like 2-3 centuries worth of interesting body adornment. It's really fascinating.
Oh, I love
that. We love that. And we also did a virtual tour of the Guggenheim, which is quite cool, and the Smithsonian has put on a virtual tour.
Marvelous.
Especially aimed at children around space as well. So we've seen quite a few cool things online, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask Campbell about that, because the space is really small, and it would be quite fun to do something like that. It, you know, it wouldn't be overly challenging if you've never done it before. So that would be pretty awesome.
That's great. And I think in that respect, it feels like this moment, this kind of COVID moment, I don't feel like any of these kind of this kind of virtual showing of art and culture will go away. I think we've realised that we need it. We need that, you know, regardless of whether we're in lockdown, that making these things accessible using the technology we have is just a really good idea.
Yeah, and I wonder, I think people might be finding it easier, too, because we were forced into that kind of situation.
Mm.
So, I'm curious to see how many places just keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what I discovered was jigsaws. That's as cultural as I got. Deconstructing famous paintings into a jigsaw and then reconstructing them again. But goodness me, online jigsaws, there's a whole subculture there I never knew existed. It was really funny. And they make such lovely clicking sounds when you get a piece in the right place. It was
so
worth
satisfying sounds.
Yeah, totally. It's worth taking out and putting back in again over and over again. Yeah, I found my ability to do kind of zoo-like animal behavior that's quite strong. I can pace my cage real well now. That's good. So,
perfect.
Jen, are you heading back into your office? Because you do work in an office environment. Will you be heading back anytime soon, or are you still kind of staying close to home?
I'm actually going to give it 2 weeks and see how things go, particularly after schools start, you know, and we start getting a lot of people together.
Yes.
Partly, it makes me sound really paranoid, partly because I'm a little paranoid, but also partly because I live in my bubble is a little bit high risk for COVID due to things like asthma and like that. And so I kind of want to be a little extra careful. So I'll just give it 2 weeks. But my work is pretty good at working remotely anyway. As you know, Lucy, we've always done that. And so everybody working at home didn't feel like a huge shift.
No.
So that was kind of one thing that we didn't have to get used to. So if I stay home for a couple more weeks, it's kind of no big deal.
Oh, that's great. It's good to have, understanding kind of, business leaders as well that, you know, kind of embrace that and also accept that, you know, this is not normal. You know, that whilst working from home is normal and should be more normal, the, you know, the broader context within which that is happening is totally not normal.
Yeah. Well, I'm hopeful that a lot of places now realize how easy it is to work at home.
Yes.
And make it possible for more people. All the time.
Definitely.
Me too.
Yeah, and not to stigmatise, you know, people's desire to do that from home.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jen, I've loved catching up with you, and it's funny because
both of you.
We did mean to catch up, and I one of the things that this whole lockdown thing has done for me is like some I'm pleased I'm here today, because some days I haven't been able to outside of work, I can't talk to anyone. Like I get the fear going to the supermarket. But at level two, interestingly for me, has been a bit of a light bulb moment. It's like, there are more people around and it feels more normal in my head that there's been a nice shift in mood. Overall, you know, I can consistently hold on to a level mood, whether that's a level, upset mood or happy mood. It's level for longer, so that's nice.
That's good. That's a good positive move.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like this is one big counselling session. It's fun.
I know. Well, it's been fabulous talking to you both. And I really look forward to next time when all three of us are in the studio talking about classical music.
Definitely. Yes, that would be great. Yes, I'm looking forward to that too. Thank you so much, Jen. It's been a pleasure. Send my love to your lovely partner, Jeff, and enjoy the rest of your evening. May you
watch the luminaries.
Oh, yeah, watch the luminaries.
Okay, I will. Good plan.
We're not being paid by TVNZ. This is not happening.
Yeah, no,
do enjoy it. It does sound like a lot of fun. All right, then, Jen, we'll catch up with you very soon.
All right, thanks, team. Okay,
bye.
Bye.
See you, everybody.
Yes. So I give permission to everyone to stop listening to the show right now and go and watch. Turn on the TV. Turn on TVNZ One, and the Luminaries is about to start.
Yes. Now tell us, Katie, your connection to the Luminaries, because it's brilliant and I want to hear all about it.
So that's my sister, Felicity Abbott, who we've had on the show before. They were just at the beginning of shooting from last year. And now it's all been edited and it's ready to go. This is a worldwide release for New Zealand. And then consequently it will go to BBC, then America, and then worldwide. So is a first for New Zealand, for the world.
Wow, that's...
6-part series.
That's so exciting. What is your sister's mood right now? How is she feeling? Apprehensive? Excited? What's going on?
She's pretty excited. She's in America at present. Was working on another film when COVID struck. So she is in Michigan at the moment, kind of in the middle of nowhere, and hoping that the film industry will be able to be restarted in some form or fashion, in America at least.
Right.
Soon, but as we know, America's having a lot of difficulty with
It must have been
keeping people together and having a cohesive strategy, and not really sure. Been talking to her most days and it's pretty crazy over there.
Yeah, it does sound really tough. And it sounds scary in a way that we haven't had here.
No, and for that I'm very thankful, but yes, it sounds extremely, extremely loose.
Yeah.
Everybody's just doing their own thing, and it's not cool.
It isn't cool, is it? And I think it's incredible. So I've got family over in the UK, two of whom are listening right now. Hello, my sister and my mum. But it's interesting what impact political leadership can have on the mood of a nation. So, you know, we've been extremely fortunate, regardless of where you sit on the political spectrum. And I think overall we've had a very steady responsible approach from our political leadership. And I know there's been various impacts on different industries and different businesses, and that would have been very stressful. But that stress wasn't reflected in the leaders when you saw them on television. You compare that with the UK, where everything is very confused, and the America, where everything just seems very vitriolic. You know, it must make a huge impact, mustn't it, on how people just behave.
Yeah, I think it really has seen that in America. And my sister forgets, coming from New Zealand and Australia, where most people aren't armed, and we're in one of the large supermarkets. I think it's Costco or something. It's one of the big multi-supermarkets where everybody buys things. And some states have got a mask policy. Some states, as you know, are completely open and are not doing any kind of social distancing or anything to do with anything, really. They've just gone back to normal, in inverted commas.
Yeah.
And, you know, a security guard has been shot asking a customer to wear a mask at his first store party Massachusetts, I think it was. And, they just need to kind of just be really careful keep in mind that people getting angry, but they're getting angry with access to firearms.
It's frightening. It sure is. I just I do feel very grateful that I'm here and in this country, and we're just we all have an opinion about this stuff, but generally I feel like people are are modelling great behaviour, and at the top, so that's good. Generally speaking,
yeah. People keep asking her in America why New Zealanders are so what did they say? Not placid, but so. What's the word when you do what you're asked?
Oh yeah, compliant.
Compliant, that's it. Why are New Zealanders so compliant? And she didn't really have an answer for that. And I think maybe it's because we're sort of a bit more caring. I don't know. I think the Constitution of America's got something to do with it.
Yeah.
Everybody's freedoms, their personal freedom comes first. And not really in a collective mindset of the country, I don't know.
No, and it seems like, you know, I'm going to betray all sorts of ignorance here, but a constitution you'd think would be something that would bring people together. But it's amazing how, you know, my perception of how it's used in the States is very much, it's then paired back to the individual, you know, well, it's my constitution, and I'm going to interpret it, you know, for me, as opposed, you know, I know that that's not everyone. But that certainly it can get bent out of shape in that way. And it's funny, I hope, you know, I have been thinking about this compliance because I haven't felt the need to rant and rave because I do feel that everything has been clearly explained. And whilst, you know, we've been very fortunate having such low numbers, and I expect there are some people out there that still think it's an overreaction. I don't feel sheep-like in my compliance. I do think that this concept of the team of 5 million, I can buy into that at an intellectual and an emotional level. It doesn't feel like I'm letting myself down. I feel, you know, in terms of, oh, you're just doing what everyone else is doing. I feel like I really am doing what everyone else is doing, and that is my strength right now.
Yeah. Well, regardless of what people think about how it's been handled and what it's been done, they congratulatingly say that it has been handled with amazing communications level. It's a masterclass in mass communications about how to get a large number of people to do one thing.
Yes, yes.
And I think when everything settles and they come back, the epidemiologists look at numbers and stats and how different responses from different countries, New Zealand is going to be up there with the way that they responded and the communication style that they used. I felt there was hardly any room for interpretation. Like, it was just clear what I needed to do, and it was clear what everyone else needed to do, and we just had to get on with it.
Yes. Great. Absolutely. I think it will be interesting once those comparative studies start coming out about what the other similarities are between those nations that did this well. I'd be really interesting to see, is it, you know, population size? Is it, you know, what are the components that make it possible to, as you say, to make a big group of people achieve one thing generally? And I think that would be fascinating because I feel like there's so much we can learn. There's so many opportunities here to do things differently and better in future if we can just take the time. And that's the one thing, you know, I guess makes me feel anxious, is that we're every day further away from lockdown level 4. You know, are we losing those opportunities to learn? But I think that's just me getting anxious.
Are you getting antsy, Lucy?
I'm getting antsy. I don't know.
Let's soothe your fevered brow with the musical interlude.
That's a good idea. Lovely segue. I wish you were here. Okay.
Let's have a bit of Nina Simone, bit of feeling good.
Nina, where is she? Oh, she's at the top there. Nina. All right. Okay, Nina, feeling good, and we will see you shortly. And listeners, after this musical break, we'll then be giving Becky Bateman a call. So, Becky, put your hair back, find your glasses. She lost her glasses at the beginning of lockdown. Isn't that awful? I hope she's found them. We'll find out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I felt like putting something out on Facebook. Becky's lost her glasses. Where could they be? But I refrained. Okay, here's Nina Simone, and we'll see you all shortly.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Goodness me, that Nina, she can belt out a tune, can't she? Well, that lovely. Was lovely. I enjoyed that. Thank you. You're listening to Recuperate on 92.7 FM, Arrow FM, your community access radio station. And if you're sitting out there and thinking and listening, I could do that, I could do it better than that, then come on in, because that's what community access radio is all about. It's thinking that you can do this and coming on and doing it. That's what me and Katie have been doing for years. When we were when that musical break was happening, me and Katie had a very chucklesome conversation about you say what you said to me, because it was funny.
No, I said we need to issue a disclaimer, because we probably sound like a couple of Facebook cams who have become overnight scientists, experts, but we haven't. We're just expressing our opinion.
That's right. And I don't think we've said anything controversial. I think we are still allowed to have an opinion. Just because we're not...
I think we are.
We are, aren't we?
Last time I checked. Yeah, last time
I checked. That's right. Yeah, it's absolutely. And, you know, I thought later on, you know, it'll probably come up in the show. I just, you know, looking at some of the things that we've used to help get through this lockdown period. Because I have tapped into some of the resources that are available that have been, you know, formulated by experts. We might probably explore that with our upcoming guests, who are Becky Bateman from Under the Stars and Charlotte Harding, who is over in Martinborough, and she runs Tea with a Slice of Life, which is a kind of a networking group, isn't it? And
yeah,
she's been doing it. Great guns. Have you joined in some of those sessions, Katie?
I've been doing playlists for each. Charlotte will tell you more, but I've been having great fun compiling playlists based on the theme of each session, each weekly session during the level 4 and level 3 lockdown.
Oh, great. Well done. You can put a playlist together like nobody's business.
Oh, thank you.
What's your process for doing it?
I just try and cater to a few people's days and hopefully pop something in that no one's heard you know, will be discoveries. I like musical discoveries. I have a playlist of my own. It's a Shazam playlist. If anyone has not used that app, I recommend it.
Right.
It's an app that you just put your phone next to the source of the music, and most 99% of the time it'll identify the song and song name and the artist for you in about less than 60 seconds.
No
way. Incredible.
That's clever.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
Gosh.
So anytime I'm out and about in the movie theater, secret sneaky Shazam in a shop with some Muzak playing, sneaky Shazam on the radio, anywhere, I'm Shazamming all the time.
Oh, that's great.
And just discovering new and interesting musical artists and genres.
But what your skill is remembering their names afterwards. Like, I listen to stuff and I can never remember anything. I can't remember the name of the song, the name of the artist. It's like every day is a fresh new day for me.
Well, that's nice.
Is it though?
Is it?
Well, we did promise Becky a call. I can't remember what time I told her. Let's give her a go, shall we?
Let's give her a go.
Right, I'm going to add the call. I have got her number in my phone now, so that's good. So, Katie, you won't be able to hear us for a bit, and then you will. And let's get Becky Bateman on, astronomer extraordinaire. Hey, I tell you what, just before I call her, I totally got into the Apollo 13 story. So that's the one that kind of got there and had to come back. Oh my gosh, so last night I had to watch Apollo 13, the Tom Hanks movie. Jeez, that's a great film. I've been listening to 13 Minutes to the Moon, second series, which is all about Apollo 13. So I'm gonna talk to Becky about Apollo 13. Because I'm really interesting like that. Oh, dear. Right, okay, I'm going to give her a call. Right, okay, here we go. Katie's now on hold. Oh, do you love it? I feel like we're going to offer her a prize.
Good evening.
Good evening. You have won $10,000.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hello, Becky. How are you?
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now you are
top form tonight.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind. I'm staring at a teddy bear. She's sat opposite me on the I thought it would be comforting, but it's actually quite menacing. And
it's quite creepy.
It is a little bit creepy. Just because her expression never changes. She's very, very serious. I'm gonna just merge the call with Katie. Hang on. So do I have a Katie?
You do.
And I have
Hello, Becky Bateman.
Hello, Katie.
This is great. I feel like we could just do that for 15 minutes and we'd instantly feel better. Oh, it's so good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for agreeing at short notice to come and join us.
You're welcome. Anytime for you, Lucy and Katie, anytime.
Oh, thank you, darling. That's lovely. Now, Becky, we're just going to go straight to the hard questions here because, you know, your business, Under the Stars, is an astronomy business where you know, you take all the gear to people's houses and they learn about the sky. And you have been impacted, haven't you, by this alert level?
Yes.
When did you start to realise things probably weren't going to turn out quite as you expected for April, May and June?
Well, I had this amazing kind of booked in. I had loads of people booked in. So April and May, I was like, woohoo! Look at this, it's growing, it's getting really good. And I even had Dusty and Lily do me some lovely leaflets and they arrived the day before lockdown. I was like, oh, bother! I can't get these leaflets out now.
Oh.
You know, they're sat on my desk, thousands of them living, they're sat on my desk, waiting for freedom. And so I was like, oh, right. And literally, as soon as the call went in that COVID was out and we're locking down and everyone's got to, you know, batten down the hatches, that was it. Everyone just went, I'm cancelling. I was like, oh, no!
Oh.
And literally, within 24 hours, my entire 2 months bookings had just been wiped. People have said, oh, yeah, well, we schedule when we can, but of course you're not quite sure when that's ever going to happen.
No.
And it was all just like, oh, crikey.
Yeah.
Oh, I said something a bit worse than that, but we are on radio and I don't want to swear. I went, oh, yeah, that's not good. So then I kind of thought, well, I had a few, mopey days, kind of thinking, oh, this is it, you know, business is over. But my husband, he was so good. He spent, you know, there's so many other opportunities you can do. And Katie's one of Katie's kids, asked a really amazing question, like, do viruses live in space? And he said, well, why don't we do a video, like a live video of you answering the question? I was like, oh, I'm not sure about that, you know. Don't be like hearing my own voice, really, or looking at me, really. And he went, oh, let's just go for it. Let's just do it. And we did one, and that was it. I was hooked. I was like, right, this is awesome. I need to do videos, like, every week. And it's just been really interesting how, because I'm not going out and, you know, seeing other people, it feels like I need to kind of communicate in a different way. So it's been really quite nice talking to people through a video, if you see what I mean. It's been quite lovely, actually. And it's a new skill that I never would have thought I would ever do before, because I was like, no, I'm never going to get in front of the camera. No way. But I've actually really enjoyed it. And, you know, I've kind of got, Andy and I have kind of got a setup now, and we're kind of booming them out in like 5 minutes flat. And because I work for Adatoy as well, I've been doing a few videos for them as well, and they've been loving it as well. So it's been really fun, actually. And doing something a little bit different.
Yes.
Luckily, before COVID came in, I was talking to Reap Wairarapa and was going to do actually a night school in April, actually. I think it was about to start tomorrow. And they called me up and said, well, can we try something new with you and kind of do online astronomy? And I was like, sure, let's give that a go. And that was really fun. That kind of kept me going for about 4 weeks, you know, kind of remembering kind of all my physics stuff and all my astro stuff. And just, it's been really nice to use my brain for those 4 weeks, just kind of do an online course for an hour.
Yeah.
And so that was really fun. And again, something else I never would have thought I could do, especially kind of with astronomy, because you kind of think it's very much you go outside and have a look up rather than sitting in front of a screen.
Yes.
But it was pretty cool, actually. And, so now it's kind of coming out. You know, I've had a few people going, oh, look, I'm coming here for Wairarapa for this weekend or that weekend, and I'm around. So I kind of do feel kind of hopeful that things will pick up again.
Yes.
It's going to be slightly different kind of for now, because, you know, things like I can't use a telescope now because it's kind of classed as a communal, you know, equipment.
Yes.
And I'd have to kind of clean it every time anybody touched it, you know. So
yeah,
we're going to kind of work around that. And I'm going to buy a few more binoculars, so everybody's got binoculars they'd have to share. And just kind of thinking about how to make it easy for people to still do it and enjoy it and not worry.
Yes, yes.
It's been a bit of I mean, I've been talking to Charlotte a lot, and Charlotte's been amazing with this. She's so positive.
Yeah.
And she's been really good at kind of going, well, actually, you've got some really good things there, and just, you know, work on those and, you know, actually think about the good things and the different things you can do, and kind of feeling really quite positive. So she's been amazing, and love Charlotte to bit. She's so good. You'll be listening in after when you call her.
Oh, good. It sounds like you've surprised yourself with, you know, the ways in which you've responded after the initial kind of, oh my God, you know, the bottom's fallen out of everything. You were able to kind of come back and use all that ingenuity in new and exciting ways.
Yes. I mean, I think I'm a fairly positive person anyway. I always kind of thought, well, there's surely another angle here that I can use.
Yes.
And I just needed a bit of pushing, you know, from Charlotte and Andy to kind of push me in that right direction. But, yeah, I've been really enjoying it.
Oh, that's such good news. Well done. And with the binoculars, I mean, obviously that's an outlay probably at a time when, might be, I don't want to make any assumptions, but, you know, there's not a great deal of cash flow, so that must be tricky. But again, we're probably looking at a future where people are going to be just maybe generally a bit more circumspect about communal gear for some time.
Yeah.
So, you know, making that kind of commitment to making people feel safe over the long term.
Yeah, and it was always my plan, because I've only been doing this for maybe 18 months now, I think. And my plan was always, in like year two and three, was to buy another telescope, which actually I've done as well. I went, oh, I'll buy a telescope because I'm going to need that in the future anyway. And I'm really lucky because I got the wage subsidy from the government to kind of just keep going. And so I thought, well, actually, what I need to do is actually buy equipment to make sure, like you say, people feel safe that they want to do this.
Yeah.
And if that means I need to buy another 10 pairs of binoculars, but, you know, they don't, you know, fall apart in a year. They're going to last 20, 30 years. So,
yes.
You know, it's an asset that I think is worth taking.
Yes.
Especially, you know, if people want to feel safe and they don't want to share other people's things, that's fine. But it's something that, yeah, I'm going to have for a long time. So I kind of felt that was okay. So, yeah, it's been interesting, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of years, and whether, you know, tourism comes back, whether it's just kind of domestic for a little while, or if it's going to be international, or just from Australia. Like, my sister's in Australia, and I, you know, it really breaks my heart that I can't go and see her, you know, particularly easily. Like, my parents, like your family's up in England, and they're having a pretty nasty time up there. And it just, you know, it's so sad to kind of think, oh, I might not see you again.
Yes.
You know, and that's horrible, especially with my mum.
Yeah.
Not particularly well.
Oh, and, that is tough.
Yeah, it's really quite hard. It's a really strange... I don't know what it is, but I kind of feel... that we're living through a time in history that people in years to come are going to be kind of learning about in history class, you know, it's kind of that feeling.
Yep.
And I do wonder, you know, what people are going to be asking, you know, kind of, what did you feel like? And I kind of feel like I've done a lot of laundry. I've done a lot of Lego. I've done a lot of all this really menial stuff. And I'm like, well, I didn't really have any kind of amazing breakthroughs, like, you know, I didn't discover a new law or, you know, I just did a lot of laundry and a lot of Lego. And, you know, I made some sourdough. I'm so sorry, Lucy. I don't want to hear about my sourdough success, but I'm quite good at that. Not as good as Megan, but I don't think she's been making it, like, amazing. I'm quite jealous of her amazing skills. But, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that you're living through a part of history that people in the future are going to be talking about.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that comment you made about laundry, I think if we compare it maybe to you know, the last World Wars, which probably as... had a, you know, a big kind of impact for longer. But I expect that a lot of that was taken up with very domestic tasks, because at the end of the day, when your the context within which you live becomes so shrunken down, that is what's left, isn't it? It's the, it's wiping bums and washing laundry.
Yeah. Especially because I thought, well, I'll toilet train my little boy, you know, rinse off for a little while, it doesn't really matter. But my God, we've gone through so many clothes. Anyway, oh, heaven. And he's kind of, he's really loves water. So every tap is always on and every water bucket is always being emptied. And you're like, seriously? The washing machine's on again? How many clothes are you guys wearing? Although my eldest boy has just been either wearing pyjamas or just undies for the entire 7 weeks.
Oh.
It's like,
yes.
Okay. We'd be a shotgun out of school tomorrow.
Yeah, totally. And Flo, my daughter, so she, at one point, she took to just wearing pyjamas. Then it progressed to just leggings with no top. And at one point, she was walking up the stairs to bed with her snacks, which were two mandarins and a banana, which she stuffed down her leggings because she didn't want to carry them. So, you know, think there was a low moment there, sartorially speaking. I felt like we could have done better so many days in a row.
Where was your camera then?
I know. just to move away from laundry, but I'm just interested because Katie and I were talking earlier on about how we feel that, you know, as lay citizens, as just everyday folk, and neither of us, you know, I don't run my own business, and we've got little sidelines, but, you know, we've been approaching this from a very much you know, not from a business person's perspective. So how was the messaging if you're a business person? How do you feel that has been done from the government? Has it been as clear as it's felt in the kind of domestic side of life?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been pretty clear. I mean, I don't know about you, but like every 1:30, you're like, down tools, everyone's got to go and listen to Jacinda talking.
Yeah.
Like, go and watch the TV for like 45 minutes, off you go, I need to concentrate. And it's actually been really, really good. I think she's been a fantastic communicator. Like Katie said, she is just a masterclass in how to communicate and tell people what they want to know really clearly. And you kind of think, some of these journalists, you're like, she's just said that. Why are you asking such a ridiculous question again?
Yeah, or about asking about whether people should drink bleach or not. And
seriously?
Really?
I missed that day.
And it's just a bit of a car crash in America, and you kind of think, it's almost, is Trump really like that? Really? Drinking bleach? Are you crazy? But no, I think down here, it's been amazing. And I think the amount of help and amount of support that kind of small businesses are getting down here. And I love that whole fact that's now coming of people are shopping local. I had a little bit of money because I obviously work out of Joy. And I went to buy a jumper in Greytown and some bowls from Mint in Martinborough. And, you know, just kind of think, well, I don't need to go to Wellington. I don't need to buy it from Kmart. You know, I can actually support a local business here. When I have a bit of money to spend, I can spend it in my local area. And I kind of think that it's very much karma, isn't it? You kind of spending in your local area, in your kind of local businesses, and they're going to kind of come to you as well.
Yes.
And so I think it's a really lovely feel. And I think Destination Wairarapa have done a great job of trying to push that word out of, you know, shop local, go local, you know, support local. And actually, I think it's, that's what we need to have done, I think. I think having that small kind of community feel again is so important for communities like us here in the Wairarapa. We're not huge towns. And so we need to kind of support each other. And, you know, people will talk and people kind of move around our area. And just supporting each other, I think, is brilliant. I think, you know, we should have been doing that years ago. Rather than kind of going to these big chain stores automatically. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, you get that really kind of bespoke and really nice kind of quality service and all that kind of stuff from, yeah, just being kind of in your local area.
Yes. It's almost as if I feel that we can't unsee a lot of these things that we've suddenly been able to see, that we can work from home, that we can buy local, that we can support one another, that we can have a kind of really awesome, exciting circular economy here in our own region. And I think even though there will be pressure from the machine, you know, great capitalist machine, I think that's twice on air I've said that this week. I think we do know that there is an alternative, and it isn't to the same scale that the previous kind of corporate NZ or corporate globe we lived in, but it can still work. And, you know, there'll probably be lots of economists out there saying that we're very naive, but I'm excited by it because it's at a scale that I can comprehend. You know, local scale is a scale that I can comprehend, my kids can appreciate, you can see and feel in your own community.
I think as well the environmental impact kind of around the world has been really interesting as well. Like, a lot of people have noticed that, like, the air quality is better where they're living because obviously there's less cars and there's factories going around. And I think it was a lot of those Asian countries have there's lots of pictures on you know, around Facebook and things going, well, I can see mountains now. I can see the
Sky. See the Andes for the first time.
That's right. And I don't think we should be in a hurry to lose that. And I think once you know it's there, it's really hard to, you know, lose it again, which is why this whole kind of light pollution with dark sky, whatever, is so important, because, you know, we could easily lose that, you know, like the rest of the world has. But, you know, we've got to keep hold of it. And, you know, things like there was a post that I saw, and there were falcons going down, like, Willis Street in Wellington. There was, like, no one there. There's always wild birds. And, you know, I've noticed so many bees and butterflies and birds in my garden, and it's, I don't want to not see that anymore. No. I kind of want that to keep going.
Yes.
But I don't want to kind of get back to fully normal. I want to get back to normal, but kind of with this, you know, we've got to look after our economy and our environment, and everything's got to kind of work in harmony rather than kind of fighting against each other all the time.
Yes, absolutely. Talking about seeing, did you find your glasses?
I did. Oh, I was listening to you earlier. I was going to text you and go, I found your friend. Oh, it's so funny. Like, I only have ever three places I leave things. Like, on my my dressing table in my bedroom, that's one. On my desk, or we've got a little pot where, like, you put your keys when you come in the door. That's just on my bag. There's, like, the four places I only ever put things. And so when I lost them, I don't know about you, but I do this. I kind of go all around all four places, have a really good look, go, oh, well, it's not my dressing table. It must be my bag. And so I empty my bag. Not there. Oh, it must be in this pot next to the door, not there. Oh, it's not you know, in the other place. And I kind of go around again, going, well, I must have missed it the first time. And I go around and around. And like for about 3 days, I was going, well, I checked my bag properly. I'll just have another good look. Emptied all again. Oh, yeah, it's not there. Oh, yeah, it isn't. And then I had a bit of a brainwave. I was like, well, if it's not in those four places, what weren't Earth could it be? And so I started kind of picking things up around those four places. And my glasses were just fallen behind the pot where I put my keys. So I was so close for so many days. And they just
I thought you were going to say they're on your head still. The whole
time. 4 days.
The whole of lockdown, they've been on your head.
I think it was Pepper's last year. And I was talking to his group and I was like, oh, no, where are my glasses? Where have I put them? And this woman went to me. Yeah, you're wearing them. I was like, oh,
that's even worse.
No, I did find my glasses. Oh, thank God, because the skies have been amazing.
Yes.
I'm a bit blurry eyed without any glasses, so I was quite pleased to have found them again.
So what can we see right now, Becky, if we were to look up?
Well, Orion is disappearing. Now it's kind of disappearing. Our summer constellation of Orion is disappearing down into the west, and we've got Scorpius coming in the east. Now, Scorpius brings with it Jupiter and Saturn.
Ah,
so we have two beautiful, bright planets for the next 6 months travelling across the sky, which is going to be awesome. Now, apologies now if I start ranting, but tomorrow there's actually going to be something rather interesting in the sky, which is kind of a good thing and a bad thing. Have you heard of the Starlink satellite by the evil genius Elon Musk?
Yes.
Well, they're going to be shooting across the sky tomorrow at about 10 past six.
Okay.
Starting in the west and heading west. No, south to northwest they're heading. You'll see them.
Okay.
And they do look pretty amazing. But then you kind of have to stop and think, well, what are they? Because the evil genius is sending up thousands and thousands of these satellites up into space. Surrounding the entire Earth, I think it's like 42,000, I think, satellites.
No.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Going up, you know, you can pretty much see them every night. I've got this Starlink tracker on my phone, which tells you when you can see them.
Right.
And nearly every day, you'll be able to see them at some point, which is quite terrifying.
And what are they doing up there? What do they do?
Well, the plan is, and you're not quite sure if this is the plan or if this is just kind of, you know, telling you what this is the plan. Again, evil genius.
Yeah.
Mainly, I think it's for internet. So he's creating, like, basically worldwide internet that's going to be fairly free. So his thought is, like, places like China or places that are kind of are not allowed internet, you know, their countries are banned internet, they can have the internet through his company.
Right.
But the problem is for astronomy is that they are so bright at particular times, and if you're on the ground, you know, using telescopes to look up and do research, you know, maybe looking at a different galaxy, whatever, and you're just going to see so many streaks of light going past your telescope, it's just nearly impossible to do any kind of ground-based research.
Gosh.
You know, and they're just constantly in the way. And even if you want to go to Mars, for example, you've now got to go through an entire, you know, field of these satellites. They're just in low orbit, you know. And even if 1% of them, because nothing's foolproof, even if 1% of them break or, you know, go a bit loopy, and they crash into something else, then you've just got this space junk and,
it's
a bit terrifying.
Yeah.
But in another way, it is quite cool because people are looking up into the sky and go, oh, what's that? I'm quite interested in what that is. And, oh, look, there's some other beautiful stars here as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a bit terrified of what's happening with this, because it's not just that he's going to do it, but now he kind of found like a loophole, let's say, in space law, because there are some laws that protect space from, you know, monetizing it, and you just can't go mining asteroids or anything like that, or kind of go on the moon is mine. So he's kind of found this loophole because he's low Earth orbit. There's no kind of laws that can't put
like maritime space.
Yeah, exactly. And so now he's done it. You know, Google wants to do it. Amazon wants to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just going to be The worry with astronomers is it's going to actually just kind of take over and there's going to be no stars left. We're just going to see these artificial stars.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and it's going to be all over the world, you know, you can't not see it now it's up.
Mm.
Is it done at Vicky? Yeah. Is it meant to be a ring of satellites completely surrounding the Earth all the time?
It's going to be like a net,
yeah. And the fact of that they're so bright, is that because of the material they're made of is reflecting the sun? Or
So
have they got their own light source?
No, so they are, the first lot that sent off were really reflective, because exactly what you say, Katie, the material they used was just really badly designed, so it just reflected everything. It was so bright.
Mm-hmm.
I think now they're trying a few different things to darken it and make sure it's less reflective, but, I mean, the night when they were shooting across, it was still so bright, and it's not going to help, you know, astronomers having that kind of, that satellite trail going across their telescopes when they're looking at it. So it's, well, I mean, they're up there now. You can't get them down. Mm-hmm. So I suppose you just kind of have to, I don't know, it's a scary thing that there's like cause and effect, isn't there, that one person's done it.
Yeah.
And now there could be now millions of things in a couple of years' time, which is, anyway, they look quite cool. They look like a kind of a string of pearls.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. That's about 10 past 6 tomorrow.
Becky, is anybody working? Can anybody kind of close the loophole, the legal loophole? And is anybody working to do that, or is it just unstoppable?
I think they are. I think there was the International Astronomical Union, which is kind of the agency that surrounds, that kind of looks after laws for space.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of an international group. And they've had a lot of dealings with this kind of stuff, trying to close that loophole before anyone else can get up there.
Right.
So, I mean, it's probably too late for Musk. He's going to do his thing.
Mm.
And probably quite for joy that there's going to be no competition.
Mm.
A lot of the astronomical societies around the world have kind of put in complaints and, you know, said it's really disruptive for this, that and the other. And they are listening, but you know how things take so many years to actually get laws and, you know, rules kicked off, that, you know, it might be too little too late, perhaps, but we'll just have to go and see.
I don't want to end on a somber note, so I'm going to ask you a quick question about Apollo 13, because I'm obsessed.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Goodness. Well, so I've discovered a couple of podcasts now. We've got 13 Minutes to the Moon, which is now in its second series. Mm-hmm. And the first series was about going to the moon, in the first place. Have you listened to the second series?
I have. And Apollo 13 is one of my most favourite movies. I love Tom Hanks anyway. He's a bit of a love anything with Tom Hanks in it anyway.
Yes.
When we got chickens, I was really desperate to call them Lovell after him.
Oh, yeah.
I got vetoed, annoyingly.
Gemma Lovell.
But no, it's such a good story, isn't it? And I remember reading the book when I was on holiday in Australia a few years ago. Lovell actually wrote the book himself. And it's just, oh my gosh, your heart is just racing the entire way through. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is an unbelievable story, and everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. And it is breathtaking. And I think what I love about it is that we both the film, but also 13 Minutes to Moon, the podcast, uses so much original dialogue and, you know, that original audio, which is just, it's just gripping. I just love it. I just love men chatting away on headsets, you know, about science. It'd be the same if it was women.
I've been really enjoying, actually, in lockdown. We're like, I send my kids off for like an hour. We've been saying, quiet time after lunch, but it's hardly ever happened. But anyway, I kind of go, well, that's my podcast time. You know, I'm going to be on a podcast, you know, I'm just pottering around. And I've been loving listening to, like Apollo 13 and Stuff You Should Know and Do Go On and all these podcasts that have just been awesome, just to kind of stop it being so quiet. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of quite nice to listen to something, just listen along, and it's, you know, you feel like you're kind of in there with them. It's been really awesome. I do love a good podcast.
Oh, I do. I do. Becky, it's been lovely talking to you. Katie, have you got any other questions for our esteemed guest, nay friend?
Well, Katie, I need to say something to you, Katie. I need to apologise to you because you cycled past my house and waved, and I didn't have my glasses.
What?
Who's that waving at me?
Oh.
I should text her and say, I'm so sorry I didn't wave back and go, who is that?
That's
all right. I've lost them.
Apologies.
And then I realised it was probably you. And I went, oh, no. I feel like I've completely ignored poor Katie. She cycled.
I'm the only person who calls you Becky Bateman in its entirety, anyway. It's got such a onomatopoeic ring to it. No, I don't have any other questions, miss. You've covered all topics.
Lovely.
Well.
Well, Becky, we look forward to you being back in the studio with us sometime in the near future, and we can thrash out this and other topics, and we can slam Elon, Mr. Elon Musk, who's had a baby. I wonder if that will mellow him.
He named it after the satellite. Isn't it called XY something?
Oh, 16
or something.
LXY2-XY2-.
Yeah.
That is so... Well, oh, man. Anyway, we can talk about that and other topics next time you're in the studio.
I'd love to. I'll maybe see you at the school gate tomorrow from afar.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, I look forward to being sanitised along with you and Katie tomorrow.
See you, Becky Bateman.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Becky Bateman. Thank you, and you have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Ah, that was nice. That was lovely, wasn't it?
That was nice, wasn't it? Yeah, lovely.
Shall we have a musical break?
Yes, do.
What would you like to play this time?
What do you think about the old... do you like Vienna? Do you remember Vienna?
I was just looking at that going, Vienna!
I had a massive crush on Majura when I was a teen.
I've got to say, I quite liked him too. He had
verity
looks.
He was the architect, yeah. He was the co-architect of Band-Aid, maybe, was he?
Oh, something yeah, he might have been. Yes. Him and the others. That's all Bob. I can remember.
Bob.
Who?
Bob Geldof.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Wasn't that Band-Aid?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I wonder what he does now.
Who? Midge?
Midge.
I don't know. I'll look it up while the song's on.
That's a good idea. All
I'll
right,
pop
then.
It on then, love.
I'll pop that on. And here...
Pop it on, love.
See you in a minute, everybody. This is Midge Orr.
See you next...
Oh!
In the cold air, freezing breath on a window pane, lying and waiting. A man in the dark in a picture frame, so mystic and soulful. Out in a piercing cry, it stays with you until silence.
sky, it fades to the distance.
That banging sound at the end of the song. It makes me feel nervous. Are you there, Katie? You back from the loo? No, she isn't, but that's okay. Oh,
here I am.
Hello, are you back?
Hello, yes.
That's good. I
Midge.
Have that's a bit of Midge. God, that is a great song, isn't it?
Yeah, and I was partially incorrect. I think he did Band Aid, but he also did Live Aid and Live Aid with Bob Geldof.
That's
and he wrote
right.
He co-wrote Do They Know at Christmas.
Really?
You know, when we all sing together.
Gosh.
In about 10 minutes. Amazing.
That's his mortgage paid.
Yeah, forever.
I don't know if you're watching the live video, but I'm now holding Lola because she was a bit upset. She was being left out. I haven't turned her mic on. But she stinks. I don't know what she smells of, but... I think she needs a nappy changing. Jesus, it's really bad. I'm going to have to put her on the floor. I don't know what it is, even. Oh, that feels like that. She smells like a child's game gone wrong.
Soft toys that don't get washed properly. Gross.
That was bracing. I just thought before we talked to Charlotte, I just wondered what your, had you discovered like a, you mentioned earlier on that you were doing more exercise. I'm doing heaps more exercise. I can now plank for a minute. I'm so proud. But what is, have you found some really cool apps or online exercise stuff that you've really fallen in love with?
I joined Love and Core Pilates, who are based in Martinborough, used to do face-to-face classes, but they really stepped up to the mark over the COVID lockdown and started doing online classes, Pilates and yoga.
Cool.
Yeah, I've only done one class, but Charlotte's done heaps, so she'll be able to tell you more about
She'll probably call and plank at the same time.
She probably will. And probably like a lot of people downloaded the, I'm probably saying this incorrectly, but Mentimia, the John Kerwin endorsed
app for mental health. Yes. Yes, he's great.
Pretty good.
Yes, I did have call to go to depression.org.nz too, because I was just a mess in just the penultimate week of level three, I think. But yeah, the the stuff on there, the resources on that website, and just generally, you know, that the government have made you aware of, and, you know, other people, you know, there is some really good support out there, eh?
Yes, very good. And Tammy has been made free for, I assume, the duration of COVID, all levels, but don't quote me on that.
Right.
And there's lots of good resources on there, things to read, articles to read, exercises to do, things to record for your personal journey.
Mm.
And that's new things, but all along through I've used the tapping, solution, which I don't know if I've talked about before, but that is particularly effective if people for anxiety and depression, and if people would like to try that, it's called the Tapping Solution.
It's very good.
Yes, it's an emotional freedom technique, which is known as tapping, where you tap points on your body and do a sort of meditative or mindfulness type thing alongside.
Mm.
To work very well.
I have used that little bit. Yeah, it's very it's remarkably effective and soothing, so soothing. You know, that app. And there is a paid kind of platform, but there's also quite a lot of material available.
Well,
they've
made a lot of stuff free. In fact, a lot of people who are in that sphere have made a lot of things extra free, but they've been doing mindfulness tapping sessions on COVID. And different aspects of COVID, from fear to worry to people who are on health workers and first essential workers, people having to go out there every day and do their jobs. So, you know, it's a lot of good resource in that respect.
Oh, that's good. That's great. And yes, hopefully, you know, just all these things can help, you know, put you on the right track.
Put it in your toolbox. Yeah.
Absolutely. Put it in your tool shed.
We need a tool shed now.
Right. I need like a warehouse.
I need a garage. I'm going to need a Skyline garage.
That's it. Double fronted.
Like one of those American barn style.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I love it. I'm loving it. I like this analogy. Should we call Charlotte?
Let's do it.
So we are calling Charlotte Harding, who is just an incredible person, and really seems to have come, I don't know, this moment that we're all experiencing that we like to call C19. Charlotte's just blossoming and thriving, and has been so supportive to the broader community in so many different ways. It's just lovely knowing that Charlotte's out there. And she's going to be with us very shortly. Once I find her number, I can't get the smell of that teddy bear out of my nose. It's really upsetting me. Ooh, Charlotte Smith, that's not right. Oh, no. Katie, what have I done?
Well,
she used to be a Smith, didn't she? That's right. Hang on. I found it. It's all right. Right. Oh, dear. Right, we're calling. Oh, we're calling Charlotte. There you are. No need for dead air. Not here. A couple of minutes early. I've been on time for everything today. It's uncanny.
Hello.
Hello, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, lovely. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, you're live on air, so no swearing or saying anything inappropriate. Now, I'm just going to merge the... I'm merging you with Katie, which I think is just a lovely idea. Hang on one second.
Indeed.
And Katie, are you there?
Hello.
Hi,
Charlotte.
Hello. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent.
It's so nice to have you on the show, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've just been enjoying the luminaries.
Sorry,
I haven't been listening avidly. I'm going to listen later. I've been watching the luminaries.
We'll let you off just this once. I
approve.
Can you give us a five?
I thought you would, Katie. I thought I would have the feel of approval.
and your high level reaction. It can be a sound if it's that awesome that no words spring to mind.
Sorry, say that again, lovely.
Your high-level review or reaction to what you've seen so far on the luminaries.
Amazing.
Oh, there you are.
Captivating.
Oh, captivating. Great. You heard it here first, people. Captivating. So we've dragged you away from the luminaries.
Well, yes, because unfortunately, yes, it hasn't quite finished, but I will catch up on the beginning of your show and the end of the luminaries.
You're not getting no sleep.
At a later stage.
Now, Charlotte, it's very late and you're very good to stay up. You know, I know you've been watching telly. But I want to ask you because you seem to have, you were already going great guns prior to COVID, but you have done some incredible work over the last 7 weeks, continuing to build your network through Tea with a Slice of Life, continuing to be a support to the community. What has your journey looked like for you? I mean, that's what it's looked like for us. It looks like it's been incredible. How are you? How have you been? And how have you kept so positive? It's amazing. I nearly swore there.
Well, thank you, first of all. That's a very lovely, glowing outsider's view of what has been what you've seen. My journey has been, I've enjoyed it. I enjoyed the bubble.
Yeah.
It's really funny because it felt really strange and uneasy to say that at first, to say I've enjoyed it. I've liked the experience of stopping. But it has been a nice experience for me personally, and I've thoroughly enjoyed what I've been able to do with Tea with a Slice of Life. Which was totally unique to the COVID situation, but has been an absolute joy and a pleasure and a success, it seems. And it was just sort of off the bat doing what I did, which is how I operate. But it's been an absolute joy to sort of just connect with women every week and talk about a theme and a topic that might help people. And I'm enjoying exploring myself, so that's been absolutely fun. And I've actually enjoyed personally just slowing down, and it's interesting because I find myself in the most turbulent time almost now because of heading back into sort of things resuming and things starting again. And that for me has been slightly more turbulent personally than anything else has, because I've actually really enjoyed the simplicity of it to a degree, and it hasn't been without challenges. Sort of, I've been very fortunate to be able to. I work from home for a large capacity of my work, and I've been able to continue with that. Yeah. And of course, then having a wee one, little boy at home who's wanting to do things, so you're spinning different plates in different ways, but. Yeah. But still been able to sort of feel that I've been on my own journey as well, which involves Tea with a Slice of Life, which then also takes a group of lovely ladies with me. So, which has been recharging. And hey, I've done more yoga and mindfulness stuff in this period of time than I've been able to achieve prior. So that's been a blessing. So there's been a lot of good in my bubble and experience, and now it's taking what I've experienced and going and looking forward and going, okay, well, what have I learnt and what do I want to take forward and what changes do I want to make? And so that's it's unusual, so we're just working through that, and I'm sort of saying there's no rush, we'll just see how it goes, but take it slow and steady to get back into the swing of things.
With your Tea with a Slice of Life kind of network, what were some of the things that you were hearing from the women that you were connecting with over these last few weeks? Was there any particular themes emerging from those conversations?
I think we were all sort of, well, a lot of the times, because the events were hosted with a speaker attending, so we were sort of being absorbed into a theme. But there was lots of nodding of heads and recognition of we're all feeling the same. So there was a lot of it resonating, and so you felt, I suppose, like you felt like you weren't alone. And I think that's where Tea with a Slice of Life has been a lot of the time on the journey and the themes, because it tends to be themes I'm exploring, and then you tend to find out that it does resonate with a lot of women. And I personally think there's sort of a general shift and energetic change been happening for quite a while, and this has sort of added to that fuel to sort of question a few things and how we're doing things, and recognizing that you have to look after yourself, and that the change of that being an indulgence to actually being a core, the thing that actually needs to happen to enable us to function. So I think there's just a shift, and we've just been continuing to uncover. And the themes we touched on through the COVID-19 period were sleep and mindfulness and nourishing with Sarah Percy from Tea Retreats, and then movement with the team from Love and Core. So there were some beautiful themes that might as well, in the time where if you were struggling a little bit, might be able to help you and give you some tips. It has resonated, and I think, I mean, I did a wee sort of get some feedback from people, and everybody, and the feedback was really lovely, and that the themes were lovely, the topic, the way we sort of just put it out there and people could interact was appreciated. So
yeah. I think what your genius is kind of making it feel so, I don't know, there's such a friendliness around the network that you've created, a real welcoming, I don't know whether it's because I know you, but I don't think it is. I think you genuinely really do open up those doors for anybody to walk through, you know, who, and I think that's been pretty, you know, I find that incredibly impressive. Have you noticed people making contact with you who might not have, because they've either found the time or have got new bits of time that they didn't have? Have you noticed a difference in that kind of demographic that have been contacting you?
Touching. The groups that have been coming have tended to be quite stable, but the group itself, my wee Facebook group, is definitely seeming to be reaching a bit further. So you sort of just had a few people sort of join the group that a bit further afield. And you think, oh, I wonder how these guys have heard from it. And I'm hoping, I mean, that's lovely and thank you, because that's the aim, is that it's an inclusive sort of,
that's the word,
group, that the message that resonates if you're a woman spinning plates and on a journey, that any of these topics or any of my musings resonate with, that you'll think, hey, I'd like to, tap into that, because I know what, I feel that too, and maybe if one thing that you write or share sort of resonates and makes a difference to one person alone, it's worth doing.
And your honesty as well, I think. There's been a couple of posts that you've, done on Facebook over this time, which have certainly resonated with me, and your honesty and your willingness to be vulnerable. You know, and not in a disturbing way, just in a really nice, genuine way.
In a Brené Brown way.
Yeah, that's it. And of course, you've been helped along with this journey with Katie's fabulous playlists, which I think is a business in itself.
It has been an absolute joy to have this amazing themed playlist every week created by the amazing Katie, who I just would love to see the scale of her musical sort of depths of all of those, all of the genres, and the,
it's incredible, amazing.
And it's and everyone's just, it just hits a note, and I don't know, it's as if they personally speak to me, so every playlist has just been like, oh wow. It's actually, and I hope people did click on and have a listen, because it's I mean, for us, and definitely me and my four-year-old, it has just created some magical moments in the kitchen during dance moving and grooving in the morning or an afternoon. So, yeah, that's been something quite special. And I think music is like, it's been interesting to revisit music, and Casey's playlist has sort of taken me back to things I just haven't thought about for so long. And so music takes you on a journey. So it's sort of been a beautiful complementary line with the chats and the thoughts. And then you get this playlist that just sort of is magical. So thank you, Katie.
Oh, that's very kind words. You can't accuse me of being contemporary, I'm afraid.
Oh, I don't know.
Resonates with you, because are we the same age or in the same age?
I don't know. Well, I'm 43.
Yeah, you. Oh, yeah, sort of, yeah.
you can, but yeah, I mean, it's just been fab. So every time I've just been like sort of excited when I see that, here you go. And I'm very purist. It's a bit like Christmas. I never listen to it until the day.
Oh,
I have to get to the day. So because I cannot, it's like the big release of what we're talking about and the playlist.
Wow. So what's coming up in terms of Tea with a Slice of Life? Have you got another gathering coming up soon?
We've got one this Tuesday, actually, as you should mention it. So we've moved it, as lockdown happened, we had a weekly session, and so that was really easy and people were around. And then it became apparent that things were shifting, that might not quite work, or the people might start to get busier. So we've moved it currently. We're sticking with the online version at the moment because it's been working really nicely, and we're going to take it to fortnightly. And I've got... This week's a bit of an open topic. We're talking with the theme is what now, because it's based on the sense of we're in this shift, and it was from my own personal musings of I've enjoyed my experience of lockdown and the bubble, and I'd started to have a week of, I wasn't sure what it was and I couldn't put my finger on it, but I think through some conversations which have helped me hone in, it's more about actually not wanting to just get back into it and it be exactly like it was 8 weeks ago. Because I just don't want that pace and that franticness and that running from pillar to post and that sense of just not achieving or not really doing anything to 100%. So I sort of want to be, I want to go back into it quite slowly, but also want to talk about, are other people feeling this, or what's their take on, have you taken anything that you want to change? Do you want to stop doing some things, or do you want to start doing some things? Or so it was just about, let's have a conversation about, honestly, like, how are we feeling about this? Like, and see if, and when I posted this musing of how I was feeling, it definitely resonated with some people. So it felt like there was enough to have a conversation about that. And so I'm hoping it will be quite an interactive session. And I've got a few things from different people to add in. So, yeah, so that will be interesting. And then the one in another 2 weeks' time is going to be really beautiful, because we're going to be talking to Rianne from Two Hands Healing, Maori healing mythology. So that, and I had a chat with her because I literally came across her during the period of time and was like, wow, this is interesting. I've never heard of this before. So got in touch with her and said, hi, I'd be really interested in coming to chat. And so she's coming on to talk about what she's doing. And, yeah, that is really amazing. So I think that will actually be really nice to bring people to people's awareness. Mm-hmm. And I mean, having talked to her, I just can't wait to go and have a session, because it definitely resonates with the whole personal journey and working through things and sort of unpacking things that you might have hidden away, and what she does helps you do that. So and it was just really, it just shone a light on a whole lot of traditional Maori work and things that are out there that I wasn't aware of, which suddenly was like, wow, there's some really culturally traditional things that you can tap into that mm. So as I uncover more of that, and every, like, you're reading things, and on my own personal journey, I just come up against things that fascinate me, and then I just see if I can explore and find people that might be able to bring their expertise to light.
Wonderful. Actually, Rhiann, I know Rhiann personally, and I think Katie does a little bit as well. And so we have wanted to get her on the show, haven't we, Katie? I've made a note to get in touch with her and get her on the show next time we can all be in the studio. Charlotte, for those people who haven't yet discovered Tea with a Slice of Life, how can they kind of get in touch with you and find out what's coming up next? Is it mainly through Facebook?
Everything is on Facebook, it's just that's the ease of everything. Mm. So it is the only avenue. I am looking at sort of broaching into the Instagram world as well. but it does seem to be social media works as a platform to get yourself out there. So that is the go at the moment. Tea with a Slice of Life is a private group, or with an Alice's Tea Party is an open page where all the events are always listed as well on there.
Rightio. And is there any, I mean, you know, obviously this whole thing is a journey, but is there anything that you kind of alluded to, not wanting to get, you know, rush back to how things used to be? Is there anything that, you know, you're planning on kind of changing or doing differently that you'd feel comfortable sharing with us? I'm just being nosy now.
I'm not sure I've pinpointed the what.
No.
At the moment, I'm going to be very conscious about trying to work on my boundaries and also not overfill time as well, which I have a tendency to do.
Yeah, I'm good at that too.
And I always sort of, there's a limited amount of hours in the day, and it's sort of putting boundaries up. But the more I've been reading, and I think there's just a tendency to, for myself, to, I want to get involved with things, but I'm learning that I don't have to get involved with everything. So I can be passionate about something without being a doer in that same space.
Yes.
And you can support in so many different ways. So it's about not necessarily jumping in and going, I'll do that, and then also looking at what's currently in the space and is this something I need to continue with, or is it something to hand the baton over to somebody new? But it's hard because all the things I do, I love, but I also have to think about the bigger picture, and that's hard for me. I think that's what I've realised, which has only just happened in the last sort of week or so, that I've realised I think this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Tea with a Slice of Life is, I'm really passionate about this, and I think I could take this into a space that's really worthwhile. But at the moment, I couldn't do that because I'm committed to so many other things, which is crazy because this is my thing, and my thing I'm very passionate about, but it does tend to come at the bottom of the pile above giving to other people and giving my time to other people for various reasons. So it's sort of going, what's important to me and what do I want to move forward with? And I'm in no rush to make those decisions, but it's a conscious thing that I think that's where I believe is the right path to go on.
Yes.
But watch this space.
Yes. Well, we will, because...
We all need to pay the bills. So you need to work and you need to do certain things, but it's also being conscious and about what your decisions are, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, look, it's 10 to 10. It's bedtime.
Yes, it is.
I didn't think we'd fill an hour, but we filled nearly 2 hours. I mean, look at that. I just love that. Oh, and talk about time. Goodness. Gosh. Charlotte, it's been a pleasure as ever. I can't wait to see you in person. I know we were meant to, all three of us were meant to go on a walk about a year ago, and still haven't done it.
And hey, it would be amazing to have the Recuperate duo as guests for tea with a slice at some stage.
That's giving me full body chills.
Because it would be great to talk about the passion that is and what drove you to this space. So,
Katie, can we do it? Can we do it? Of,
But,
will you send a limo over?
What did you say? Send a limo over. Oh, will you send a limo?
And will you put us up in a fancy hotel? No.
Yeah, a cup of tea and a bit of cake and you'll be happy.
Yeah, that's right. I've got... Oh, we'd love to... Well, we'd... Well, can I speak for both of us? It's a yes. Oh,
I mean, I could probably have both of you on several levels, so we could probably just make a whole day of it.
Yeah, that's it. Let's have a festival. Oh, I think you do. You're just a very awesome person. You both are. I love you both. And
all three of us.
Yeah, all Let's three just, of us.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's just outstanding.
Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you. And
absolute pleasure.
Stay safe, look after yourself, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and just, you know, the mindfulness that you exhibit is very inspiring. And so, you know, I've got a couple of things. I do, there's a guy called Glenn Herod who does, invented the Happy Milk Company, whose whole thing is that he's great at failing and rising from the ashes of failure. So I have a couple of hashtags. What would Glenn do? And what would Charlotte do?
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, what would Charlotte do? What would Glenn do? If ever I'm in a bit of a pickle, I just kind of think to myself, like my little go-to avatars. And so there you are. That's
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What would MacGyver do?
What would MacGyver do? Oh, it's my 80s girl. Well, thank you, Charlotte. We'll say goodnight to you now. And we'll have you back on the show very soon.
Awesome. All right. Well, take care. Thank you, ladies.
Take care. Thank you. Bye bye.
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 Wow.
I just fell into full blown love in there.
A little bit.
Do you know what I want to play before we go out?
Yeah.
I want to play Roy Xop.
Okay.
Can we play that?
You can play that.
All right. And it's a bit long, so we'll have to cut it off at the knees, but let's play it because it's just so awesome. So this is from another playlist that Katie did, and it's The Girl and the Robot from Roy Xop, and it's just bloody amazing. Let's do it. Okay.
I go into every time.
God, I was going to fade this out a long time ago, but I can't. It's too good. It's such a great song. I'm just going to hold it under. Can you still hear me, Katie?
Yeah.
Look at that.
When you first heard that, did you think it was Kylie Minogue?
Oh, do you know, I don't think I did. But is it? No. It's not, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, my God. It's such a hot track.
Yeah, they're a Norwegian electropop group, but I thought it did sound a bit like Kylie.
Well, I was into Rooks when I was at university, I did not know this track. It's just so hot. It's so good to hula hoop to. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, I'm becoming all unnecessary. I'm just...
Yeah. We'll say goodbye then.
Yeah, should we? I think it's a good idea.
We'll say nighty-night to everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Good night, everybody.
Good luck. Good luck to everybody returning to school tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Or not.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's a big day.
It is.
And will you be dropping off at the gate?
Yes. It's going to be a lot of different responses. So
I think you're right.
Everyone will be kind.
Yes. Be kind. Be patient, and it'll all be all right in the end. I've loved tonight.
It will come out in the wash.
It will all come out in the wash, especially if Becky's doing the laundry. Sounds like she's well on top of that. Oh, thank you, listeners and viewers. You can catch this show as a podcast either from RFM or very, very modern iTunes, and it'll also be available on Facebook and on the RFM website as something that you can view, and Wild Upper TV. Katie, next time we'll be together, won't we, in the studio?
We will.
Good. I won't need to bring a urine-soaked teddy bear with me next time. Awesome. All right then, dude. See you soon. We're signing off. Stay safe, everybody. Stay kind. And no unnecessary touching.
Bye.
Bye.